Are we fed up yet? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Is the massacre in Connecticut going to be the watershed that breaks the deadlock on gun control in this country? A new Huffington Post poll found that 50% of Americans say they want stricter gun laws now. But the same problem is there. What new law would have prevented Adam Lanza from shooting up that school? Maybe a law that would have required his mother to lock up her guns with regular inspections. Or a strict ban on military-style assault weapons with high-capacity magazines. Then his mother could never have bought that AR-15, and he might have been forced to stop and reload, which might have given those teachers a chance to tackle him. But that's still no guarantee, right? Because this shooter was single-minded, secretive, and suicidal. And then there's the other reality, that there are members of Congress who still believe that Americans must always have access to the kind of weapons that would enable them to fend off government tyranny. And the Connecticut massacre changes nothing for them. Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas on Fox News Sunday said that if anything, you give the teacher an assault weapon to fight back. You don't take assault weapons away from the American people.
A free people should be an armed people. It ensures against the tyranny of the government. If they know that the biggest army is the American people, then you don't have the tyranny that came from King George.
Well, the British seem to have no interest in taking us back, so I guess it's working. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.